This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead the tech revolution of this century. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Mr. Modi said Japan is a technology powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse.
Japan tech powerhouse hai aur Bharat ek talent powerhouse hai. Bharat ne AI, semiconductor, quantum computing, biotech aur space mein bold aur ambitious initiatives liye hai. Japan ki technology aur Bharat ka talent milkar is sadi ke tech revolution ka netrutva kar sakte hain.
PM Modi said that Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey. From metros to manufacturing, from semiconductors to startups, this partnership symbolizes mutual trust in every sector. He said Japanese companies have invested over $40 billion in India. The Prime Minister highlighted that today, India has political and economic stability, transparency in policies and predictability.
Japanese companies ne Bharat mein 40 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का निवेश किया है. मात्र पिछले दो वर्षों में 13 बिलियन डॉलर का प्राइवेट इन्वेस्टमेंट हुआ है. जेबीआईसी कहता है कि भारत सबसे प्रॉमिसिंग डेस्टिनेशन है. जेट्रो बताता है कि 80% कंपनियां भारत में एक्सपांड करना चाहती और 75% ऑलरेडी मुनाफे में है. यानी इन इंडिया Capital does not just grow, it multiplies.
Speaking on the occasion, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said the signing of new cooperation documents between the companies demonstrates Japan's firm commitment to further increase its investment in India. President Draupadi Murmu today presented Scope Eminence Awards 2022-23 to public sector enterprises in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said public sector enterprises have been a powerful instrument of economic growth and social inclusion since independence. She said public sector enterprises also laid the foundation for industrialization, infrastructure development, social upliftment and balanced regional development. The Bihar government has approved the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. It was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today. Under this scheme, a woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start an occupation of her choice. As the first installment, each selected woman will receive 10,000 rupees to start her chosen employment activity. The process of receiving applications from interested women will begin soon. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has strongly condemned the use of abusive language against Prime Minister Narendra Modi during Congress leader Rahul Gandhi Voter Adhikar Yatra at Darbhanga. In a social media post, Mr. Kumar said the use of derogatory language against the Prime Minister at the dais of a Congress and RJD program is highly objectionable. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party has lodged complaints with the police at several places in Darbhanga and Patna regarding the matter. In Jammu and Kashmir, rail traffic in Jammu division remained completely suspended for the fourth consecutive day today and will continue to remain paralysed as the Northern Railway authorities have announced cancellation of 40 scheduled trains to and from Jammu today. The strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 also remains closed for vehicular traffic. In Punjab, the floodwaters in border districts of Gurdaspur, Fazilka and Pathankot has receded a bit, but Amritsar and Ferozpur districts are still facing the water fury. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with marginal gains during afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced by 93 points to 80,173 and the Nifty rose 26 points to 24,527 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.